time. You can take up to 2 minutes to close, but you don't have to use the whole 2 minutes. I'll leave it to you. And we'll start on me. Go ahead.
Well, I'm Dawn Buckingham. Thank you guys so much for sitting here so long. And I just think it's important that you know that, you know, I have rural roots. You know, I grew up on a farm until seventh grade. And honestly, my farm is now a housing development in an elementary school. And so I understand urban sprawl. But the other thing is, you know, I'm somebody with a proven history of standing up for what's right when that's not the easy or popular thing to do. And we are very blessed to be endorsed by strong conservatives such as Governor Rick Perry and former Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, as well as many others. And in this race, we're talking about how border security is national security. And we've got to secure those borders and get rid of the lures such as sanctuary cities that bring people here. And family and education are the cornerstones of our society. And we need to fight for traditional family values and protect the unborn and empower parents and their children's education. And I still believe we need to put government on a diet. It's just too darn big in our everyday lives. And so with that, I would ask you for your vote. Remember, Buckingham on the ballot in March. Thank you.
Mr. Cobb.
I thought you forgot about me. I was still waiting for that cattle and concrete question. I want to thank you all for coming here tonight, and thank the Hill Country Alliance for putting this on. It's really nice. And I just want to say something to illustrate. When we were getting in the truck to come here, and my wife was getting dressed up, and I can promise you that she's the only spouse that stepped in a cow patty while getting into the truck. And I can assure you that I'm the only candidate on this stage today that understands the problems that rural Texas face. This morning, I fed my cattle in a pasture that I had land taken from me using eminent domain. There are no other people on this stage that live rural Texas. I do. I understand the issues. I understand the water issues. I understand the land use issues. Now, before, some people got really upset when I was talking. I could tell, see some heads shaking when I was talking about property rights. But I think that we as a state have got to get past the rhetoric, and we have to be honest with one another. My grandfather, everything he owned was in his land, and he was without a doubt the strongest environmentalist I have ever known in my life, because the land was his life. And if we as Texans can be honest with one another and say the person that owns the land knows its highest and best use and understands the true value of that land, then we can begin to have an honest conversation about planning for the future of our state. And I believe that if you came here tonight, you truly care about the future of our state. I do. But I will tell you that one of the things we have to do is we have to have adult conversations that are not politically motivated. We have to take people who are anti-growthers and exclude them from the conversation. We have to take lawyers and engineers and consultants who want nothing more but to profit, and they don't want to solve these problems because they're getting paid for these things, and we have to exclude them from the conversation. And then the grown-ups, just like at Thanksgiving at our table, have to have a conversation about what are we going to do. Because we know that 20 million people are coming here in the next 20 to 30 years.
That's two.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming. You've heard us for 2 hours now, and you've probably noticed that we are pretty similar on most issues. So it's going to be a hard decision for all of you, and you've got to decide how you're going to make that decision. I'd suggest you ask yourself two questions. Who's going to be most effective fighting for you, and who can you trust to support your conservative values? I think I'll be a very effective fighter for this district. I've got a tremendous amount of business experience taking a company, balancing a budget, creating jobs. I've got over 1,000 people who count on me for a paycheck every week. I think that's important in the legislature. We're going to have budget issues next year. Price of oil is not what it was when the controller sent his estimate. We need people who can deal with that. This is also a rural district. Rural healthcare is my business. Obamacare is going to be a continuing problem. It's bad for rural healthcare, and we're going to need to fight it. Second question, who can you trust? I was lucky enough to have lunch with Ted Cruz a couple months ago, and he said something that's really stuck with me. He said Republican presidents have not done a good job of selecting Supreme Court justices. They've selected people, they've gone to Congress, and those men and women have testified how conservative they are. Then they've gotten to the bench, and we found out some of them just weren't so conservative after all. And if you look back at their records, back before they were appointed, they didn't have a track record of being conservative. And Senator Cruz said, if you're 40, 50, 60 years old, and you haven't done anything to show you're a conservative, you probably aren't. So I'd ask you to look at all of our track records, look at all of our backgrounds, do your research. You've got people who have donated thousands of dollars to Democrats. You've got people who haven't been involved in politics. You've got a state rep that you can judge on her record. I'd say my strongest credential, I was appointed general counsel to the Texas House, and I drew the redistricting maps that elected a record number of Republicans to Congress. And ever since then, I've been in court fighting against Obama and his Department of Justice. They've sued Texas. We've been through three trials and to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we'll continue to beat him. Thank you.
Ms. King.
Thank you. I'm Susan King, and as you know, I'm running for Senate District 24. I will tell you, and I didn't say much about it, but I do have a cow-calf operation in southern Taylor County. I've crawled into a feral hog trap that unfortunately killed a deer, but we're working on chronic wasting disease right now with deer in the parks and wildlife. So there's lots of things that have to do with rural Texas. I did not grow up in rural Texas, but I've lived there longer than I believe most of my fellow wonderful candidates, perhaps. We can debate that. Look at my record. Please do. I want you to look at it. I want you to call me. My cell phone number is on my card. Ask me why I voted a certain way. But you know what? That really brings up a point. I'm the only person that does have a voting record. So as you can talk in all these generalities and soaring rhetoric, you can see exactly what I did as a House of Representatives member. I have a family. I've already told you that, so let's don't belabor that point. We all deal with our families. But look at this very closely. Who will be accessible? Who will take your calls? Who will be there for you after the campaign is over? That's an important point. I've heard all over the district that perhaps it hasn't been the best situation when people are not accessible to them. It doesn't matter what your population is. I don't care if it's the people that are in the horse industry that are outraged because of all the dabbling, if you will, with the Racing Commission and loss of thousands and thousands of jobs and millions of dollars because of the detriment to the horse breeding, etc. But everyone needs to have a voice. And if you believe that I'm that person for you, you need to vote for me, beginning with early voting February 16th through the 25th. Don't forget, you may be busy on March 1st. So please look at this closely. Look at this very closely on who you believe is your best person to hit the ground running, who has been there, but I would be a freshman senator as well. Is that a good thing? I don't know. But I promise to you that I will give it my best effort, and my choices for committee will be natural resources, defense and veterans affairs, and education. Thank you for your attention tonight. Be safe driving home. Don't hit any deer or feral hogs. This is rural country. Thank you so much.
Since we're having a spitting contest, John Cobb is not lying about his cows. But I have manure on my boots older than John Cobb. Ryan Downton, I've never met Ted Cruz, but I sent him a friend request on Facebook, and I expect to hear back from him soon. My greatest qualifications for this race are that I'm kind of gray in the head. I've got a lifetime of some degree of competence in multiple fields, but none of it relates to politics. Going to be a senator in Austin is not a matter of something that is technically difficult. It's not technically difficult to look over a legal document. If you've done land, bought land, sold houses, look, you know, we all, you get to our age, we've all looked at some legal documents. That's not complicated. The difficult thing is doing the right thing. And that's what we're missing in Austin, is people willing to do the right thing. People willing to do the right thing in general, but specifically for the district that they're representing. Austin in general is represented by people that are self-serving and that represent those that brung them. And generally, those that brung them are corporations, special interest groups, insiders. I don't know any of those folks. They don't call me. They don't mail me checks.
That's 2 minutes.
If I go, that's 2 minutes, and I'll say, if I go to Austin, I'll represent Senate District 24 and no one else.
Well, thank you very much for all of your kind attention here tonight. I'm running this race because I believe I have the management ability to deal with very complicated and very complex issues, and to deal with it with people that need my help. I'm not here to say I'm the smartest person in the world or I can solve everything, but if I get the right help and I listen to the right people, we can make this work, okay? We can create jobs in this district. We can move jobs. We can save our water. We can protect our land. This is all possible. I've done this. And I know there's a lot of talk about rural work up here. So please, the last week of March, first 2 weeks of April, we plant one block of grapes each week. We're going to try to do about 10,500 plants. My phone number is 210-488-3322. Call me. I'll give you directions. Because this old boy gets tired digging holes, and I can still dig holes. So let's just put that aside. Let's talk about what we're going to try to do. We have to get to the bottom of the problem, and we have to create jobs. There is a big job creator right over here. That's why we've got the vineyards, and that's why we've got the wine industry here on 290, is because we have the markets. Use the markets, make it happy for them to come out here, make it expensive for them to move out here, and let's keep our culture, and let's make it work. Thank you very much. Reed Williams.
Well, you all made it. I'd like to thank the Hill Country Alliance, the Gillespie County Economic Development Commission, and the Fredericksburg Standard Radio Post. Those are your sponsors. Thank you to the candidates, and thank you for putting up with them.